The U.S. faces a fiscal cliff and it could hurt outreach groups. Gunmen shoot a Swedish Christian worker in Pakistan, and we'll take a non-traditional look at the traditions of Christmas. We'll tell you more about that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the U.S., it seems like the fiscal cliff is in the news every day. But what does it mean for nonprofits like Compassion International?
If the economic crisis impacts giving, lowers the amount of funds that are coming into Compassion per child, that would certainly impact what we have to use for the development of children, and it would hurt our church partners.
Getting rid of tax write-offs for charitable donations is something Congress is considering. That would affect some donors, says Compassion's Senior VP, Ed Anderson.
But you really have to ask the question, what's the motivation for giving to a ministry or an organization?
No matter where you stand politically, it's an issue all Americans should be concerned about. We'll take a closer look at the issue in the coming days. In the meantime, pray.
Pray that we would have a perspective that's godly and one that trusts in Him for everything that we need.
Next, a 70-year-old Christian Swedish worker remains hospitalized after being shot a week ago in Lahore, Pakistan. Voice of the Martyrs Canada sources say Brigida Almba was gravely wounded December 3rd after two unidentified men on a motorcycle opened fire as she was arriving home from work. Extremist Islamists are thought to be behind the attack. Almba is well known in the area, having served there for 38 years. There's more detail on the story at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Well, it's time to rejoice for one church in Belarus. At the end of November, local authorities served the church an order to vacate the building and hand over the keys by December 5th. Well, Russian ministries gave their support to the church along with the community. The day before the eviction, a legal representative of the church received word that the confiscation case had been closed. Pray that the government continues to let the church have a presence in the community. Next, it all started about 3 years ago. HCJB Global got a call from Campus Crusade Canada. Their church planting ministry partner had an opportunity to put 100 community radio stations on the air in Thailand. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson.
In the last 3 years, we've been on the road to planting 100 radio stations all across Thailand. We have 20 stations up and running and 80 more to go. And our goal is to plant one radio station a month. And that'll get us to 100 radio stations by 2020.
HCJB Global trains nationals not only to put stations on the air, but how to run them. Peterson says that coupled with 8,000 churches could be the springboard for evangelism.
The church planters understand that when people listen to the radio, they become interested in following Christ. They ask, where can I meet other believers? Or where can I find a church?
Help fund a station with your generous gift today. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And the malls are packed with Christmas shoppers in the U.S. MNN's Ruth Kramer looks at non-traditional gifting ideas in a five-part series that starts today.
National statistics say that American families are prepared to spend on Christmas what a Haitian family lives off of in a year. Poverty is so rife in Haiti that for many, there's no real choice between starvation and school. But without an education, there's no hope of a better life. And that's where the Child Sponsorship Program comes in with Baptist Haiti Mission. Spokesman Ron Sparks says it's an unusual bang for the buck. In this case, it's $25 a month, but it makes all the difference in the world.
When the kids are able to be in school, they're getting teaching from the Bible and learning the gospel firsthand, and then they too can share it with their parents. So there's really a multiplying effect that is able to result in more people hearing the gospel, even through one child being sponsored.
Tomorrow, who takes care of an inmate's kids at Christmas? Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy and Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols, along with some brand new original songs. Now, when you help MNN with your best gift, you're giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and you'll get the CD too. Help create new memories for your family this year. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.